Welcome to Soul Up. I'm Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life, and I'm grateful that you're taking the time to tune in. How is your summer? Welcome to the heat and full-hearted living of Leo season. The goal of this podcast is to help me, and hopefully all of you, align with the energy and rhythm of this world that we live in. We don't usually have a lot of spaces to talk about the invisible and intangible aspects of life. You know, really, we're going about our daily business, right? So we're far too busy talking about the weather or what we should have for dinner or what's next to do on our to-do list. It's probably a good thing that more people are talking about what's going on in the world. I mean, that's really been happening in the last while. Though for many people, that pendulum has swung far too far the other wrong direction, and they've become consumed by it all. It's been easy to get caught in the drama or fear of what's going on in the world, even as it is very important that we become aware and informed, rather than where many people were, I think, for a very long time. We were oblivious with our heads in the sand. The past few years have been a free fall into chaos and uncertainty, kicked off with the shock and uncertainty that came about with the COVID pandemic. That really came down hard on everyone, and much of what we knew and we relied upon crumbled, and our worlds changed rapidly. We've watched the guardrails that we relied on to hold life in order fail. Anxiety is rampant. Confusion reigns, and life is not working for the people. It's concerning. And, you know, we can't help but wonder, you know, where is all this leading? Are we falling off a cliff? Or maybe, as the lyrics from a favorite Cloud Cult song remind us, there is a fine line between falling and flying. Maybe, just maybe, we're gaining wings. Maybe we're waking up enough and stopping the fall. Maybe we're saying, whoa, this is not what I'm about. I'm not falling any further. Maybe we've found ourselves over these last years doing some work. Changing things up, you know, lightening the load, you know, freeing ourselves from some of the old patterns, you know, looking at some of the ways that we were behaving or responding to things, some of the choices that we'd made, some of our priorities or our values. For many, circumstances over the past years have led to increased compassion, a deeper search for connection and beauty, and a basic desire for simplicity and peace. Whatever is underway, whatever direction we're going, the tumultuous circumstances that we've been exposed to in these past years has evoked deep consideration of how we want our lives to be, you know, how we want to work, how we want to spend our time, what's really important. You know, maybe the hype that we've been hearing about is real. Maybe we really are living through a rare transformational time, you know, a huge paradigm shift as we rise into a higher state of vibration and consciousness, this higher frequency of life. Are we emerging as a more spiritualized version? Is this the beginning? Or are we, you know, entered into the age of Aquarius, the new dawn? The doorway into the fifth dimension? Maybe this really is the next big leap for humankind. Can we trust the process? Is there some higher order of some kind orchestrating the circumstances? And whatever's going on, what is our part? Is all of this happening to us? Or is it all the result of us? I know I have a lot of questions and not a lot of logical or provable scientific answers. Yet when I spend time in my, you know, cancer soul space, I feel myself as the drop in the ocean. And I know that I make a difference. Who I am and how I show up matters. You know, even if it isn't clear where we're going, which is essentially every day, I don't really know what's up. I try to stay present and just follow the lead every day. And that is the Leo archetype. That's the season that we're in now, Leo. Consciousness, my awareness of who I am and how I show up, complete with my flaws and my sweet spots, you know, my awareness of where I fall short, as well as, you know, really in my ideal moments, how I'd really like to show up. You know, that's Leo. The best of Leo energy brings a kind and open heart. You know, it's enthusiastic and eager for life. Leo is noble and magnanimous, wanting life to be happy and joyful for all. We, the people, are the change agents. And the world to come will emerge through us. I find myself, you know, hesitant to show up sometimes talking about astrology, because as much as that's a piece, it is just a piece. It isn't like this stuff happens to us, or it's like, oh, there's this full moon, and so we get infused with this, like, dose of energy, and then, you know, we go on again. I mean, to me, that feels kind of like, you know, we go to church on Sunday or something, and we forget about everything in between, because all of this is connected. You know, as we align with the rhythm of the universe, it's a continuous thread. Everything weaves together. And it isn't just like happening to us. I mean, it's happening somehow through us. And we are the change agents. And the world to come will emerge through us. And we are now settling into the heart of summer. The sun entered the astrological sign of Leo last Wednesday, July 22nd. Leo is the peak of fire energy. It calls life into its fullest presence, its greatest expression. Leo energy is confident, sure, bold, magnanimous, and noble. It invites us into self with a capital S, our personal shine, whatever it is that reflects our unique creative expression. Leo energy is fun and free, and leans toward the good life. It is a fixed sign, doesn't like change, likes to hold things steady, and it holds the energy of summer in all of its intensity. Summer is the period of high temperature when solar rays are most directly focused on the planet, and the heat has been intense this summer. Intense cosmic energy accompanies these powerful heat waves. It's subtle, invisible energies that are pouring onto the planet. Summer is a yang season, masculine energy. We are infused with an energy that carries the highest aspects of masculine energy. And the masculine force of the body rises to its uppermost position located in the pineal gland, moves through its regular cycle. This creates space for greater illumination. It brings on the light. We feel confident and self-assured. On some deep level, we know that we can be more. We are energetic and ready for action. We're ready for growth and full expression. Summer brings a certain kind of freedom from care that is unlike any other time of the year. It's a season that's more casual, relaxed, and playful. And it's important to recognize that what is coming into fruition now is the product of the seeds that were germinated in winter's darkness 6 months ago. We enter this Leo season after an emotionally intense Cancer time, took us deep into our roots, and kicked off a period of retrograde movement that called for reflection and review of our past, our beliefs, our faith, and the stories that we've held onto for generations. For me, it uncovered layers of grief. What I realized is that we can only handle so much grief at one time. It's just sometimes too big to let go of all at once. And it truly is a process of healing as the pain and loss is transformed through time. It just takes time to change it into love and gratitude. We can only deal with it so much at a time. So amidst the tears, you know, over time, we learn to be grateful, or it shifts into a place of gratitude for the time that we had together, the love that we had together. It was almost comical how so much of the past came alive for me through that cancer time. I got a call from a coworker from 43 years ago. I used to work at a juvenile detention center in the Quad Cities, and it was essentially my first professional job after college. And it was my first real awareness of Black culture and life in the inner city. I mean, I was a Midwest farm-raised Catholic white girl. I was so naive, I didn't know. That same week, I was called into people and memories from 25 years ago when the kids and I lived in Sparrowhawk Village, Tahlequah, Oklahoma. It was such a fascinating time in my life because that's when I first got exposed to so many ideas about world religions and different healing methods and metaphysical concepts. And yet that turned out to be one of the most heartbreaking times of my life. And then almost comically that same week got, you know, topped off with notice that, you know, my car registration is due in Iowa and I wanted to renew it. But to do so, apparently I have a traffic ticket hanging out there from like somewhere like 20 years ago that I have to pay. So, I mean, it was just this weird blast from the past of all these pieces, deep grief, deep review of these major like life experiences, you know, particularly, you know, my time in the Quad Cities, the awarenesses that came working at that detention center. You know, the grief and the expansion that came, my time in, you know, Tahlequah. Just so, and so much, so visceral, so much body awareness that came as that grief came forward. And I know that as I reviewed these pieces of my life, you know, I found so much emotion. You know, grief. There was grief, remorse, sadness, laughter, love. A sweetness, delight, you know, there's so many memories, connection, peace, compassion, truth, moments that I'd forgotten about. And what's interesting is that so much that now feels just a little bit more settled. I wasn't really conscious of carrying these pieces around, yet after feeling all this, I feel more solid in me. And I think that's how one of the ways that these archetypal seasons, these evolutionary energies that we go through, weave together. It was the emotional cleansing that cancer season offered that really leads to the freedom of expression that the Leo archetype invites us into. As those heavier, you know, denser vibrations of grief, despair, loss are transcended and transformed, our energy system expands. We're able to hold more. And in doing so, in holding more, we shine brighter in that space that allows us to hold both our light and our dark. It isn't like, you know, I don't know, one completely goes away. Somehow we all hold both. We hold space for both. One season weaves into the next in a continuous spiral of individual, which then therefore becomes part of collective evolution. It's an ongoing dance, forward and backward, up and around, revise and reprise. And speaking of revise and reprise, we are being impacted by planets in retrograde. Mercury is one that we hear about most often, and it's just recently gone direct. It had been retrograde since Since when? Since June sometime, I think. I don't know that I wrote that down somewhere. But it's direct now. It has been since Thursday. And yet it won't be back to the degree where it began its retrograde motion until August 6th. So some of what we've been thinking about or what's come to our attention in the past weeks may become clearer over the next days. You know, Mercury retrograde is interesting because it has such a bad rap. It's always this idea that technology is going to break down or, you know, things are going to become more difficult. And really what it does is, in some ways, when Mercury is considered in retrograde motion, it's really moving closer to the Earth. And so in some ways, like, the noise gets louder. There's just more static, more communication, more information, more things going on. And so we just have to be a little bit more attentive. We have to pay closer attention. And it can be really helpful to slow down, to take a little bit more time with things. And so, and to be aware of what things maybe need a little bit more attention. So we've got a few more days to see what pops up. But now Mercury is going direct and communication should be a little more clear. And maybe some of the noise will settle down a little bit. Two of the transpersonal planets that impact humanity on a more global level are also retrograde. Pluto has been retrograde in Aquarius since May and will continue retrograde motion until October, bringing up pieces from the deep that we have not been able or willing to look at. I mean, that's what Pluto does. It goes deep into the dark, deep into the subconscious, or deep into the places that we don't really want to see, and brings them up for us to look at. And the Aquarian energy that it's bringing forward is really readying us for a more humanitarian future. It's bringing up stuff that we have not wanted to look at and taking us back over some ground that maybe we thought we've covered before. That's what retrogrades do. They have us looking back over pieces that we've kind of gone over once and we thought, well, maybe we covered this. But it has us taken another look. And so Pluto retrograde in Aquarius until October. Neptune is another of the transpersonal planets. And, you know, it's been powerfully influencing all year. It's also retrograde. And it's backtracking over previously covered territory in Aries to clarify newly emerging questions around self-identity, around relationship to this transpersonal aspect of life. You know, what's our understanding of the mysteries? If we've been newly spiritualized, or that if we're rising in consciousness or operating at a higher vibration, if we can now, like, have greater access across the veil, what does that look like? How does that show up? So what does a more spiritualized life look like? It will continue its retrograde motion until December 12th. And now, as of just this last Sunday, July 26th, Saturn is also retrograde in Aries. Like Neptune, it will continue retrograde until early December, till December 10th. And it asks us, you know, are we achieving what we want to be achieving? Are we being the person we want to be? It actually even calls us to task, like, where do we need to be more disciplined? More willing to do the work. Also, on a more positive note, can I see the progress that I've made? The foundations that I've laid? Do I see the wisdom that I'm now carrying forward? What I see now, can I make this real? This is really a powerful summer, a powerful time period, a powerful month. There's so much going on astrologically. It's, you know, kind of even hard to break it down and even, like, think about talking about it all. But if you follow astrology at all, you've likely heard talk around a configuration called Barbolt's basket. It's also been referred to as a cosmic cradle. And it's this highly recognized configuration of outer planets, and it's been referred to as a massive cosmic reset button. Now, this was identified from the work of a French astrologer whose work centered around the relationship of the outer planets to each other and their distance to each other. And he identified, based on their space between each other, that 2020 would begin this long chaotic cycle of reshaping our culture. In fact, he called it a relaunch of civilization. And he predicted that it would start in 2020. And he died just prior to that happening. So it's just an interesting, something that was foretold some time ago. And now this Barbold's basket actually perfected last week in July, the 15th through the 24th or something like that. And, you know, it's interesting. I always find these dates and time periods of perfection interesting because it's not like anything happened with any bells and whistles or anything. You know, those days came and went. Did anything earth-shaking happen on those days? Not so much that we can recognize, I don't think. But will we recognize over time that this time period does reflect a major shifting point? Even in looking at the configuration, there's an idea that we can look at this as more like an opening ceremony because it isn't really finished. It will repeat again in late November. And it is part of another configuration, this minor grand trine that will continue in aspect on and off over the next few years in pieces of this Barbold's basket. So, and this minor grand trine is a reflection of a relationship, again, of these outer planets, Pluto, 4 degrees, Neptune at 4 degrees, Uranus at 4 degrees, Pluto in Aquarius, Neptune in Aries, Uranus in Gemini, and for a brief period of time, Jupiter at 4 degrees in Leo. But they, because they're outer planets and they move so slow, those three at least, the three big ones, Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus, they're going to stay pretty close together over the next few years. And in a trine relationship like this, trine sextile is the relationship that they have. And this is considered like really an opportunity, an opening, an opportunity and a place of ease where things can really open up and something different can happen. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe we really are opening up. Maybe we really are reaching that 100th monkey concept and are activating some kind of quantum number that does lead into an age of higher consciousness. You know, some age of humanitarian living where we recognize that we are all on this planet, you know, to survive, or maybe we even thrive. And there's so much more that goes on with this similar configuration or supporting each other. We know that this grand trine, along with Barbeau's basket, this cosmic reset, all of this is seen as a really positive influx of energy, allowing humanity to move forward into this new world that's been so talked about. And this is coming on, you know, following on the heels of Chiron's movement into Taurus. And it feels as such an offering, such a powerful opportunity to shift from a focus on our wounding and the trials and tribulations of the human experience, all that we've gone through, all that we've seen, all that we now know since we've taken our heads out of the sand, that so now that we can focus on the healing, to a recognition of how far we've come, of what we've seen, of what we need to acknowledge, of how we now can focus on the healing, what we need to do instead, how much healing work has been done and how much more needs to be done. How to step into a world that recognizes that a majority of people operate from a place of love and kindness that is stronger than the fear. So, and then to top this all off, coming up this week, we have a full moon at 6 degrees Aquarius on Wednesday, the 29th, with the sun at 6 degrees Leo. We are stretched around issues of what our personality longs for versus what the world needs. The moon opposite, you know, will be conjunct Pluto and Juno, asking us, you know, what needs to be transformed about our loyalties? What have we been committed to? And that, you know, that moon, that full moon will be opposed to the sun conjunct Jupiter in Leo. Jupiter wants you to believe in yourself in Leo. It wants you to live a heart-centered life. Magnanimous and present, noble and open-hearted, Leo energy opens us to creativity. It's where we allow ourselves to step into courage and we live from the heart. We show up without judgment or shame, without inferiority or feeling less than. Yet holding opposite, Pluto holds the shadow, reflecting those doubts and dark spaces that hold us back and keep us small. So this is, you know, the space, this opposition, this polarity space where we're asked, you know, how is the collective pain body limiting how you show up, what you believe is possible for yourself, and how bright you allow yourself to be? This is a great space to be able to really ask yourself that question. How bright do you allow yourself to be? Chiron, newly into Taurus, invites us to settle into ourselves, to recognize that we are enough and that we have enough, and that the only true path to safety and peace is through self-acceptance and self-valuing. And this full moon follows right on the heels of a nodal shift as the nodes of fate change signs. The North Node, which is our North Star drawing us forward into Aquarius, I mean, you know, backing up all of this forward movement energy into a new world, the sign of the collective in the future. So that's where our North Star, our North Node, is pulling us, while the South Node, which reflects our comfort zone and our past, that's moved into the sign of Leo. It's asking us to recognize that there's room for everybody to shine. And really, truly, we will shine brightest in our diversity. At the same time, we need to watch for ego. On the day of the full moon, again, which is Wednesday, the 29th, we have another very significant event with Jupiter, considered the great benefic, in exact conjunction to the sun. When they're close in conjunction like this, it's referred to as Kazemi. It's in the heart of the sun. And that's believed to open a window of tremendous luck and opportunity. And we are encouraged to be bold and confident and to claim this personal blessing that this placement offers once a year. So, and to top it off then, we've got Mars-Venus square, as these two creative aspects of the universe seek to find a more balanced expression. Again, that's our masculine and feminine expression. And we haven't even talked about Lionsgate, the annual rising of the spiritual sun Sirius, which peaks August 8th. Should I keep going? Because there's the solar eclipse on August 12th, same time as the Perseid meteor showers. And that'll be followed up with a full moon lunar eclipse on August 27th. The skies are talking. We are surrounded by signs of awe and wonder, rare configurations. And summer is a rich and abundant time to enjoy life. So I say, you know, get out there and live it. Get filled up with life force. And really allow yourself to align with this rare cosmic lineup and open your life to these enhancing, heart-expanding change that's happening. I think it's opening everything for good. So let's just step right out there and see if we can grab onto the fact and fly. So tune into your inner fire. Connect with that spark of creativity within you that wants expression and use that passion to move your life forward. What is it that sets you on fire? Take a stand for who you are and what you believe in. This is such a powerful time to cultivate and strengthen will and personal integrity. What old stories is it time to let go of? The astrology is telling you or asking you to let go. We don't need to hang on to the old stories anymore. Instead, what gifts, strengths, and abilities are you ready to own? It's time to acknowledge them. Claim your healing. Focus on where you're going, not where you've been. Allow yourself to take in the energy of abundant life. See the richness that life offers. appreciate and enjoy it. Know that you are worthy and there is really no scarcity. This is a mindset shift that we need to shift. This is part of the new world. Use your senses to take in all that summer offers. You know, notice the cool breeze, the vibrant color of the flowers, the gentle soothing sound of the water, the unique taste of summer's bounty. Doing so allows you to live with greater presence and fullness. Be playful and light of heart. Make time for fun and leisure. Laugh. This dissolves stress, releases stored tension, and lifts your vibration, which in turn lifts the vibration of life around you. Step into your personal power. Do something courageous, something you've not done before. Acknowledge your growth. This is such a good opportunity to reflect on how you've grown over the past 6 months. Celebrate that. Enjoy the season. Eat the watermelon and the sweet corn. Jump in the lake and soak up some sun. Sit around a campfire and let your mind follow the flames. The wheel keeps turning, and life as we know it keeps changing. We are the pieces bringing it into existence. So be bold and bright, and let's fly. Until next time, shine on. Beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey.